This is AP News Minute. Two American aid workers who were infected with the Ebola virus have been discharged from an Atlanta hospital. Officials say that after 3 weeks of treatment, the patients, Dr. Kent Brantley and Nancy Reitball, pose no public health risk. The Justice Department has announced a nearly $17 billion settlement with the Bank of America over its role in the sale of mortgage-based securities in the run-up to the financial crisis of 2008. The settlement is by far the largest deal the DOJ has reached with the bank, calling for Bank of America to provide billions to struggling homeowners. U.S. officials say the Islamic State militants who beheaded American journalist James Foley had demanded more than $130 million in ransom for his release. A second official says the demands were sent in email to Foley's family, first trying to get the money from Foley's employer, Global Post, late last year. And you may want to put down that cup of noodles. A recent study by Baylor Heart and Vascular Hospital found excessive consumption of ramen is linked to increased risk of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. The new findings may leave a sour taste in noodle fans' mouths around the globe. Emily Roseman, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.